Look, everybody, I know this looks really bad, but we have to keep this quiet. If the town finds out about this, we know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to drag that dwarf into the middle of the street, and they're going to kill him. And if we let that happen, there is zero chance we get added to the trade route. They'll see us as brutish savages, and they won't build it out this far. We have to keep this quiet.
He said that to us?
He said that to everybody there. You're just kind of remembering that as you're sitting there. And then he asked you guys specifically also, I know you guys, like, he dressed you in front of everybody. I know you guys are out of town. Please keep this quiet. Please. And then he sent everybody home, and you went back to Sherhilda's, slept for the night, and you woke up, and now the three of you are sitting, or the four of you, sorry, are sitting in those chairs around the fireplace. You haven't seen anyone else this morning. There was food laid out and stuff, though. Presumably, the few people who do know what's going on are taking care of it. So we'll just jump into roleplay right there.
What is for breakfast? Just so I know what I'm munching on.
Same stuff. Actually, stuff that was left out. Sherhilda did not clean and send out new stuff. So there's still stuff there. Mostly apples, but it's day old stuff. Breads and vegetables like cucumbers and shredded cabbage.
Okay, Kavagal's definitely munching on bread and apple.
I say I'm munching on cucumbers and bread.
What are you munching on, Barlow?
It's really whatever I can find, I guess, that's not already being munched on.
Well, who do y'all think ended that individual?
Shush.
I don't know that that's a topic. I mean,
no one else is around.
There is no one there, by the way. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. It's just the four of you. Igden's been pretty quiet. I'm not really saying much.
Yeah, Barlow probably wouldn't have much to say either.
How involved do we want to get in this? Do we want to just let it run its course, or do you think we got to do something about this? Because part of me is telling me I gotta help this guy. I mean, yeah, we don't know him. We don't know whether or not he's innocent or guilty, but As somebody who's frequently associated with brutish behavior, and as one who personally doesn't think I'm that brutish, I don't think it's exactly fair to just lay this assumption on him.
Well, now we know that somebody has been confirmed to be killed, and that doesn't sit well with me. So I think I'm with you, Kavagal. I think we need to get to the bottom of this.
Are y'all sure you just don't want to get the wagon fixed and then get back on our road? I mean, this ain't our fight. I say, we got things that we're trying to get done. I say, why get caught up in something that has nothing to do with us? Where it could turn into having something to do with us. One of us could end up in that grave. Or maybe not the same one, but nearby. Versus we get our wagon wheel done and we go on our way, let them sort out their politics.
I would rather die trying to help somebody than live and ignore the fact that somebody is in need of help that I could freely give.
Okay, I mean, it's whatever y'all want to do. We can try to find this guy to either befriend him or not, and whatever y'all want to do.
I don't exactly want to be friends with him because I don't know where this is going to go. You know what I'm saying? I just think that we should take a neutral side until we figure out what's going on. I mean, we're here. We don't want anything bad to happen to us. I mean, who knows? Maybe somebody's going to come in and kidnap Barlow. Or yeah, but Igden. Actually, Igden's the smallest of us. Sorry, Igden, but you'd be the easiest to take.
Yeah.
What do you? What do
I
think, you
think? I'm on. I think I'm with Griff on this one. But what we've been here? What is this? It's only the second day. I don't. I mean, he said it's gonna be 5 days before the wagon wheels are done. Yep. It's not like we can leave now. If we could, we would.
Maybe if we stick our nose where it doesn't belong, though, that really could put us in some kind of bad situation too. So putting ourselves in harm's way could be what we're doing for no benefit for even maybe the townsfolk, because we might tick off whoever this other person is, and they might start. Because think about it, the guy that was in the hole, didn't he go and try to do stuff about this? Didn't he stick his nose where it may or may not have belonged?
Well, it was definitely his kid. Belonged. It was his kid.
That's true.
I don't like the idea of someone hurting kids.
I don't either, but maybe he shouldn't have ran off on his own. I get it's his kid, but
I don't like the idea that they're not doing anything about it, though, because what, they want the Dresden to come out here and build the trade route? Like, that seems shitty to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we're also a little bit biased on the Dresden. I mean, I don't like them just because who they are. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with this city. I just don't like, we haven't got along with the Dresna yet. So, and I mean, you've had a bad run with the Migden. So, I mean,
most of them.
Yeah. So it's one of those things like we just don't like the Dresna to begin with. But if those people, I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I'm definitely leaning more towards mine or own.
What if we set a trap?
What if we catch the wrong thing?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
One of us, doesn't matter which one, stays away from the others. Stays away from everybody, kind of makes himself secluded, just like this dwarvish gentleman is doing. See if anything comes of it.
We did see somebody running from the orchard.
That night?
The night before, yeah.
Yeah, we assumed it was the dwarf, but I mean, we don't have that confirmed.
Yeah, but he was coming from that direction.
You didn't happen to see how tall he was?
He was shorter.
It was at such a distance, I couldn't tell you if it was short or if it was just a distance.
Hmm. I mean, that's information that... Did we already tell the priest?
Hmm.
That's information that they should know.
Well, Kavagat, we have to go back to Wendell anyway to see how...
That's true. For our meeting.
Maybe we can bring it up then. And for what it's worth, I think your plan does have some merit.
I just thought, you know, if I know each of us can hold our own fairly well, and so if something were to happen to one of us as opposed to another child, it might be better off. You know, we might be able to actually do something about it instead of have a child go missing again.
Well, I'll do it.
I mean, out of all of us, you're probably the one that can hold your own the best.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if it's me, and if whatever, if somebody comes after me, and then they get me, let's say, then at least I'll be the most willing out of all of us, right? I mean, because of who I am, you know, in the church, I guess. And I'm ready at any moment.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm not gonna like let him.
Well, I didn't think you. I just mean
door opens while you guys are talking. Yeah, Wendell walks in. And he looks over at you and he takes a few steps towards you.
Give him a nod. And
sorry to bother you, gentlemen. Appreciate your discretion about everything that's happened. But I want to speak with you, you specifically, Barlow. We have his body. It's at the church. I was wondering if you'd look at it. If you'd be willing to maybe examine it and maybe help us figure out.
Before he even finishes saying, I'm up and I'm like, okay, let's go.
Okay. I don't think all of us should go. I think if one of your companions wants to come, I think that's great. Probably the one that has the best attention to detail, maybe. And then Igman stands up. Well, that'd be me.
Okay.
No offense.
No, none taken.
Okay. Yeah. Just just come with me, but again, try to be kind of discreet.
I'll kind of sling my book around my shoulder and whatnot, and well, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as you guys are walking, totally normal day, people are out and about doing their thing. But Wendell kind of talks to you, like, you know, on the down low. I couldn't find the gentleman last night to ask him about meeting. He wasn't where he normally is.
I see.
So I don't feel very good about things right now.
Well, when we get to the church, I have some information I think would be beneficial to you.
Okay. All right, and he just kind of clams up and walks to the church. But we'll do Griff and Cavagal first. You guys are kind of left sitting there.
Well, Griff, it is just you and I now. Not much in the way of food or drink here, so we can't do our normal drinking contest.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it normal, but definitely can't have a drinking contest. But I'd be definitely down to go look at the wagon and see if we can maybe snack some food off of it. Could definitely go for some meat. I don't know about you, but that sounds good to me.
Always down for some protein. Got to work on these gains, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you said. Meat sounds great.
Okay.
Plus, it calmed my wandering mind knowing that the cart's, you know, at least where it should be.
Sure. Griff, while I'm thinking about it, is just kind of trying to pry into that mind of yours and see what else you can remember. I just want you to really focus now for me, okay? Think about that night, right? When you were out going to look at the cart and you saw that person running away. Did anything seem to gleam on them in the moonlight? Did they seem to have hair waft off behind them, or you know, what other kind of details can you kind of pick out in your memory from that moment?
So, I mean, they were in the shadows, so there wasn't anything for the to really. They were a very. They had been every bit of probably 400 or 500 feet away. Like, they were not nearby. Maybe 300, but they were far enough away to where you couldn't really tell height or anything with them or make out details like that, especially in the dark at night. We could see them moving, but it was definitely on two legs. I mean, that's one thing we could say for sure. Was it some kind of, like, it wasn't like your size for sure, but it could have been either a human that was average or short, or it could have been a little bit smaller than that, but it was at the distance it was, and being underneath like just the cover of the trees, there wasn't enough detail at that range. I don't think either me or Egdon could tell that from that kind of distance.
I just thought I'd give it a shot, see if
that's fair. I mean,
talking about it more would jog something, but
so I know the direction he came from, but
you know what direction they went?
I mean, they went from the orchard to the far side.
Yeah, from the orchard into town.
Yeah, I was say so.
You didn't see where they went after that?
Nah, they went behind some buildings, and then we lost them. But as far as I know, they could have just been near the orchard on that side, and then been coming across almost like just from one blind spot to another area where we couldn't see them. I don't know.
And this was just like not last night, but the night before, correct?
Yep, it was the first night there.
Okay. Yeah, but I rolled low, so I'm not going to be able to. So I rolled low. Well, there's nothing more I can add to that.
Well, why don't you take me to where you last saw them?
Well, they were at a distance, so I can try to ballpark it as we're walking and say, I think they're here. But really, the only way I'm going to be able to get a good depth perception as far as where it's at is we just go to the wagon, get some food like me and Egdon did, and then we just turn around from the wagon and see if, like, that's the, like, roughly the range of where we're at.
Yeah, I just want to see if we can try to track their footprints if they have any.
Okay. Well, let's go. Let's go to the wagon.
We'll go to the church. You guys arrive at the church, and he walks off to the side, kind of messes with a panel and slides it out. And you can see there's steps. They turn into like instant concrete and walk down. And he just says, watch your head. Goes down.
Kind of duck down a little bit and walk down the stairs.
Bigden doesn't. you guys walk down there, and then it just opens up to one room, and you can tell that things have just been haphazardly all pushed to the side, like desk and shelving and stuff all pushed to the side, and there's a table in the middle with presumably a body on it that has a sheet over it.
Okay.
There he is. I'm not as experienced with the dead, and I know you might be, so I thought you might be the best person to look at it, maybe try and figure out how he died and what happened.
Well, we need to act quickly because nature will take its course very quickly. When, do you have an estimate on when he died?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't think it was. I don't think it's been that long.
Am I free to use magic in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I walk up to him, put my hand on his chest, and cast gentle repose on him. That makes it to where it can't turn undead, and he does not decay.
Okay, great.
Past 10 days.
Okay, that's awesome. So you're doing that, and then you guys hear some noises from upstairs, and he goes, there might be people in the church. I have to go tend to them. Are you guys okay by yourselves down here?
Absolutely. Are you okay, Igden?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. You go do your thing, Wendell.
He goes upstairs and shuts the door and slides the latch there.
So I'm going to start checking for wounds and just general, like, information.
Go ahead and roll.
What do you want me to roll?
Investigation, probably, right?
Or maybe medicine.
Either. Up to you. Igden's kind of examining him also, so.
15.
Okay. You pull the sheet off, most notably, has a big wound in the middle of his chest.
Okay.
Obviously took some kind of damage there. And then his clothes are, like, tattered and torn and stuff, and then he has scrapes all over his arms and on his face. Nothing deep. Nothing that killed him from first looks. It looks like that big wound in his chest did. And then he has some stains on his clothes, particularly around his chest area also.
Okay.
That are kind of weird that stand out. That's pretty much it. You can tell he hasn't been dead for more than a few, well, maybe a week. No more than a week. You can tell that for sure. And you can tell that he was dead before he was buried, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. So as I'm walking around the body and whatnot and examining it, I'm not loudly, but I am like murmuring under my breath, sort of like a last rites sort of prayer, almost just to give him his final passage, I suppose. And just kind of looking over to Igden to see if he has anything to add.
He's kind of, well, let's see. He's kind of examining his left hand a lot, just kind of looking at it, not really saying anything to you.
Okay.
He's just sort of like, he's really looking, like he's at, like, he's really trying to find stuff. So he's kind of zoned in at the moment.
Well, once I finish the prayer, I want to check out the chest wound.
Okay. So that, go ahead and do another investigation or medicine on.
That's a 16.
16. So it's definitely a weapon that hit him, if that makes sense. And you kind of, I mean, how comfortable is Barlow examining?
Very.
Very comfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you get real close to it and even start to touch it, you can tell that it gets deeper. So if the wound is, not going to make sense for people listening, but if the wound is like this, it curves.
So it's like a piercing weapon almost.
Yeah. Well, more of like a deep slash.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Go and roll an insight.
Okay. 21.
21 is an axe.
Okay.
You can tell that that's a wound from a pretty large axe.
From an axe.
And from the looks of it, you're like, yeah, that get pretty big axe.
Okay. Can I tell off the cuff if it was one strike or if it was multiple?
Just one.
Just one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just one axe, right, like right deep enough to hit his heart.
Okay.
So
I want to check his expression. See if he has any particular expression on his face.
That's a good idea. Nothing out of the ordinary. In fact, you can tell that they mess with his face as far as, like, they probably closed his eyes and kind of got the expression off his face, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to relay that information to Igden. I found I found an axe wound in his chest. Pretty big, just one.
Is that what that's from?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Dwarves use axes.
Well, yeah, Cavagal uses an axe too, though.
I guess so do you. Not one this big, though.
It's true.
Wait, does Cavagal use an axe?
He has a battle axe. Battle axe, but okay. He's been currently, using the great sword that he bought, yeah.
Yeah, but not this big. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean,
and it looks like just one blow, mm-hmm. You think? So, I mean, whoever's swinging it has to have a lot of power behind it.
That's what I think, too. What, you were looking at his hand? Did you find anything?
No, I was looking for, like, hair or skin or something in his fingernails. I didn't find anything.
Ah, okay. Well, see, I was going to try and check his expression to see if maybe he was, like, frightened or surprised or something when he died, but it seems like they manipulated his face after he passed away, and
yeah, I'm not sure. Probably looked pretty frightened.
I would assume so, unless it was all of a sudden, in case he didn't notice, but
what about, and he starts to, like, go around the chest. I mean, there's a lot of blood on his clothes, but there's, like, another, like, stain on it.
Okay.
And he's like, what is it? Do you know what this is? That looks, I mean, I can tell there's blood there, but it looks like there's something else on his shirt. And he even leans in and smells it. He's like,
you want me to check and see what it is?
Yeah, smell it. Smell that. That doesn't, I mean, I smell blood, but I smell something else.
Okay. I'll get close enough to
roll perception.
11.
So you smell it, and you definitely smell more blood than anything else, but it also smells like rotting. Which doesn't make sense considering that his body's not, like, super decomposed. So it smells like just rotten something, like, some type of rotten flesh or meat or anything like that. But that smell doesn't make sense to be there.
I'm going to kind of, like, just ball up a fist a little bit and say it smells almost like decay, like rot.
Yeah. Or even like bad meat or something.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't look, I mean, that's not coming from him, and he, like, moves the shirt a little bit, he pokes his chest, like, he's not decomposing.
I made sure of that, but even before then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that smell is, ooh, and he smells it again, he's like, and he even's just like, ooh.
I don't like this, I don't like, that better not be what I think it is.
What do you think it is?
I hope it doesn't have to do anything with the undead.
Yeah, me too. Well, we'll cut to you guys now, at Max.
Oh, we got some jerky here.
No, you guys get there.
Oh.
It's locked. Nobody's home.
Well, that's unfortunate.
No one's home. Okay,
No meat, I mean, unless you want to break in. But I really don't want to do that since, you know, he's fixing our cart for us.
I'm hungry.
We could go out and hunt when we go follow these tracks.
Okay, well, let's just get back to what we were... I mean, yeah, meat was my main priority coming out here, but you wanted to see from this distance how far the person was. So, I mean, they were coming from the orchard, which was that way. And they went walking that direction. And I mean, they were
walking.
I mean, yeah, I guess it was moving a little bit quick, but I wouldn't say it was like a full on sprint. It could have been a jog.
It did just make a difference because your stride is longer with a faster pace.
I don't think they were running. It was either a jog or a fast walk.
Okay. So I'll kind of go over, make a perception check for any or survival, I guess, for footprints in the.
Oh, well, you guys are still at Max and you're like pointing to the direction where mm-hmm. they're at.
So then we'd walk that direction.
So as you start to leave that direction, you hear Max's voice essentially. Hey, you guys trying to get in your cart?
Yeah, we were just trying to get our cart.
All right, give me a second. I'm sorry. Let me go inside. I got to unlock it from the inside. Okay. Sorry. He looks like he hasn't slept. You guys notice that very clearly. So he goes inside. A couple moments later, you hear all the latching and change, and then he slides the door open. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't work on the wheel as much as I was hoping last night, but I'll still have it done when I said I would. Both of them.
Is everything all right, Mac?
Yeah, just fucking Joey's missing again. I thought he said something about going to the orchard last night, and I don't know. I checked for him there this morning, and I didn't see anybody.
The orchard in town here, or the other one that he goes to?
No, I told him not to go to that one. He said he wouldn't. He said he wanted to go up to this one. I don't know why, but
all right.
He hasn't been missing for that long, but it's just with everything going on and stuff. I'm just a little worried, so I was up late last night. But you guys do what you got to do. I'll get back. I'll get back to work.
Okay.
So let's grab some food and then walk towards the where I pointed.
Yeah,
where the guy was.
Sorry, I'm thinking about what Mac just said. Kind of look over my shoulder, trying to like be discreet about our conversation as we're walking away.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, if his boy's missing, that definitely sucks, but I also wouldn't be surprised if a boy that age just decided he was going to go to the orchard he likes more anyway. I mean, it seemed like he was sort of a free spirit.
I mean, we could check there, but...
That's a good bit of a walk to you all the way out there.
It's really convenient that Joey went to that orchard last night, and last night that body was found.
Well... Yeah, but, I mean, that body looked a little messed up. Do you really think a little boy could do that? He wasn't that heavy. We drug him on the wagon. I mean, he wasn't that big.
Unless there's something strange afflicting him.
Let's go take a look at the tracks and see if you can find anything that way before we start.
Yeah.
Like, I hear where you're coming from.
Thinking.
Definitely something to throw out there that the kid could be a murderer, but, I mean, it's a little far-fetched, I think, but I'm keeping up with you. I'm not going to say it's not possible.
So you guys are going to look, because the figure was running from the orchard back into town, so are you going to just check that area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The tracks?
I'm going to check that area.
So you'll be close to the orchard anyways.
Okay.
So, and there are people out and about, so it's not like super out of town. But it's like maybe 300-ish feet out of town. Like you can see it from in town. So.
Okay. So I guess to help with flavor and like giving purpose to what I'm doing, instead of like just looking for any footprints, I'm looking for footprints that seem to be a little hurried than others, because seems, okay, at least from my observation so far, seems people are just walking at a normal pace.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for any that are a little bit more hurried.
Okay, absolutely.
Oh, that's cocked. That is, you want me to do survival or perception?
Survival.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. So you're looking around. There's like a dirt path that a lot of people take, and presumably about what he said was where the person was running. You see a lot of tracks and a lot of scuffle marks and stuff. You do find a few that are bigger than the rest, if that would make sense. I'm sorry, I say that a lot if that makes sense. But yeah, you find a few that are bigger than the rest, and they do look further apart. As if they were running. We don't find a lot of them. Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay.
And then they disappear again.
I guess I'll try to keep following that direction.
No, they just kind of go off. It's just on the path. Like on the dirt path there, kind of to the side. You can see it.
Okay. So they just kind of dissipate.
Yeah. Presumably, people walking back and forth today kind of messed them up.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. They are a little bit bigger. They're the tracks. There's some here, but I'll kind of point them out to you, Griff. But
would you call them kid or dwarf size?
Seemed way too big for a kid, right?
You can roll an insight.
That's a 14.
14? Yeah, definitely not kid tracks. Definitely not human tracks.
Yeah.
Possibly dwarf size, yeah.
It's possible. It could be a dwarf. It could be any number of things that's not a kid-sized human.
So it could be a human-sized human? Or an adult-sized human?
No, bigger than human tracks, okay, for sure.
Yeah. Still
like you've seen Barlow's tracks, bigger than that.
Okay, yeah. So still, it's got a little bit more of a wider step to it, so...
Cavagale sized?
No, not quite that okay. Big.
I was like, I guess your foot's bigger than that. Okay.
And it's definitely not your tracks, because you would have left claw marks, so it's not you.
Well, I guess we need to head towards the orchard and I guess go check on Max Kid.
See if I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to check the orchard for clues of any other sort. Maybe
that's fair.
Yeah, I'm cool blood or way. Anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, you guys head that way and then we'll jump back to the church. So you guys are still down there examining Pike's body.
Yeah. Igden, if it's undead, I can't not let this go. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I understand. What? When you say undead, what do you mean, though? Like what? What about this makes you think it's undead? I don't know anything about the undead.
So you know that smell of rot and decay?
Yeah.
That, it's like that. I mean, that's what gives me the impression that it might be. I don't know if it could be from him before I was able to get to him or not, but I have a severe disdain for the undead.
Well, he's not undead. He, like, slaps him a little bit, like, smacks down on the body.
Yeah, and he's not going to become undead either. I made sure of that, but...
I don't know. I don't know enough about the undead, though, but how... Like, what... You just mean, like, the undead attacked him?
Could be. I mean, that's...
They use axes? Big axes like that?
I suppose they could if they were... I don't know. Not maybe not smart enough, but, you know, trained.
Ugh. That's a bigger problem than it being just a person.
Yeah, it is.
As you guys talking, the door kind of comes back open and Wendell walks back down. Oh, sorry. Sorry to leave you guys for so long. There's a lot of people in the church today. Did you find anything? Do you know what killed him?
I do. I'm not sure how attuned to this kind of stuff you are, so if you're queasy or easily disturbed, please tell me.
We'll see.
And I'll kind of, like, slowly show Wendell the wound. This was caused by an axe. A single blow from an axe, mind you, that cut very deep. Not only that, but I'm not sure how attuned you are to people of my faith, but you know that we are not privy or okay with the undead. But I smelled a very telltale scent of rot and decay on him. That's not coming from him. It's on him, but it's not coming from him.
He kind of leans into it a little bit. Oh, I think I can smell it. It smells like bad cheese or meat or something.
Mm.
And you sure the axe is what killed him?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay, but his clothes are real tattered. Like, I guess it could have been just from him being buried, maybe.
Possibly. I mean, that would make sense. But I told you I had something I needed to tell you.
Oh, yes.
Igden and Griff, my friends, they were out a couple of nights ago and making sure that our cart was okay in Max's shop. Mm-hmm. And on their way back, they saw somebody coming back toward town from the orchard.
Who?
I don't know. They didn't tell me who it was. They didn't see who it was, but I don't know where in town he headed or she headed or whoever headed, but I just figured I'd let you know that, too.
This was the night before last?
If I'm remembering correctly, yeah. Am I right, Igden?
Yeah. Baden kind of pipes up. Yeah, we saw him. I don't know who it was. He was a short guy, though. Short person, anyways. Wendell kind of, like, puts his hand up to his mouth. He's really hoping it wasn't the obvious. I know that our friend uses an axe. A big one. I've seen him with it. He carries it with him.
Well, maybe it's not... I know this might sound crazy, but... I don't trust that scent on his body. I don't trust that. Maybe it's not him doing that himself. Maybe it's something that doesn't belong to him, or I don't know. I'm not ready to condemn him just yet. I feel like that would be too easy. I wanna investigate that more.
Okay. I went to go see him this morning, and he didn't answer. Hold on a second. He goes over and like rips a piece of parchment, scribbles on it for a second, folds up and hands it to you. That's directions to where he's staying. It's in one of my houses, or one of the church-owned houses that we let people stay at from time to time. No one knows that we have those, though. And he hands you the piece of paper. That's where he's been staying.
Do I go alone?
I don't know.
Will he run?
I don't know. He might not. He might already be gone. But we need to figure out what's going on, because a lot of people in the town think he's the one that's doing it, and it looks like they might be right. And if we can't handle this civilly, this town's gonna be stuck where it's at forever.
What do we do if we come to the conclusion that he is?
Then we can put a stop to him. Privately.
Is there no laws here against this kind of thing?
We're in the wilds. That's why we want the trade route here. If the trade route was here, the Dresna would be here, and then they would be the ones to handle stuff like this. This is why we want them there, but if they see us as barbarians and savages, whatever you want to call it, if they see us drag a man through the street and kill him without proper evidence, they won't come here.
Okay. I'll let you know right now, Wendell, that by virtue of my law and my creed, if he is the one that does this, I cannot leave this place until his wrongs are corrected.
I appreciate that. I don't know what to think anymore, because this is pretty... at least we still have hope for the kids, you know? There's no more hope for Pike.
Right.
At least not in this life.
Well, if it's any consolation, when all this is over, I've made sure that his family will be able to see him, and that no foul play will ever become of him.
That's good. I'll pass that to Lonnie when I see her. She's inconsolable. She's refusing to leave her house. In fact, I might close up and go see if I can reason with her a little bit.
If you need backup or help, I am, as you know, a servant of Kelimvor. I comfort those who are grieving or dying. I'd be more than honored to help you.
Well, maybe you could go talk to her then.
Would you prefer I do that first?
I don't know. I mean, scribble something else on a piece of parchment. Hand it to you. Maybe you could talk to her and see if you can reason with her or something. I don't know. She's lost a son and a husband this month.
And she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Do we trust her to not tell the town?
I do. She's not leaving her house right now, so...
Okay.
Everyone thinks she's still grieving over Dre.
Then I'll visit her. Igden, you don't have to come with me, but I'll be going. Maybe you can find the others and talk to this gentleman.
Okay, yeah, hand me the directions. You go talk to her. I'll get Cavagon Griff. We'll go check this guy out.
Okay.
All right, he like stands there awkwardly and then bows awkwardly to Wendell and then goes up the stairs.
Igden, please, I know you. None of you are barbarians. I know none of you are savages, but please give this man the honor and the respect he deserves.
Absolutely. Let's just hope he deserves some. So we'll jump back to you guys. You guys are going to the orchard, correct?
Yes.
There's a few people there, not a ton. People just kind of going around. It looks like workers picking apples. Apparently it's season for them, so.
Okay.
I don't really notice much else without a roll or check or anything.
Just kind of give everyone that I'm seeing a nod and a friendly smile as I'm walking along with Griff, and I'll kind of like lean closer to Griff and whisper to him, "Now remember, keep an eye out for anything that looks off. I mean, this is an orchard, so, you know, you might see a shovel, or not a shovel, a pair of like snips or something. But if you see like
a bloody sword,
yeah, you know,
yeah, I say if I see something too crazy, got it.
So I'm going to just try to investigate for some.
Okay. Anything. You guys doing it separately or together?
We can do it together.
Okay. So if you do it together, I'll let one of you roll with advantage. But if you do it separately, you both just roll regular.
You can roll with advantage. Fine with me.
You sure?
My investigation is 0, so.
Okay. Mine's 1+1, so. That's a 19.
19? Okay. So yeah, you're kind of walking around. You don't really notice a lot. The big thing is just this area gets a ton of foot traffic, really. And you're trying to be inconspicuous, is that the word? Mm-hmm. Trying to not be noticed by the people that are there. And a couple of them just smile at you, like young ladies with the baskets and picking them. Eventually, they all leave, though. They fill up their baskets and they walk back into town. So as you're looking, it's just the two of you. So now you're a little more comfortable getting out and looking around. And you don't really see a lot. You see an area where there could be some kind of scuffle. And it's pretty close to where his body was, which you can tell has been covered back over. And they've tried to throw like grass on it, but you can quickly like kick it away and the dirt's still super loose. And so you kind of kick it away and stuff. And then you're kind of walking around that and you hear this like a noise. You know, it's not wet out or anything. It hasn't rained. There's a little bit of dew, but nothing too mad. But you step on a spot where the ground's actually pretty wet. It's real small, like maybe like that, like that's, you know, size of a
pancake.
Yeah. Size of a big pancake, where the ground's just wet. It's not super wet, but it was enough to like for you to notice. And you kind of, that's pretty much it.
Left my shoe. Is there anything on the bottom of, or my boot, I guess?
No, it's not like super muddy or anything. Maybe some wet dirt on there, but yeah, just a wet spot there.
Okay. I'll, kneel down and like dip a finger or two in it and just try to see if I get that same squish.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like super deep or anything, but you get it and you can just tell like the soil there is wet where it's, you know, a few inches to the left or right. And it's not.
Okay. And,
and it's not a perfect circle either. It's just kind of haphazardly.
Does it smell?
Roll an insight.
That's a natural 19, plus one.
Yeah, it smells fucking rotten. Like you kind of go there and smell it and you're just like, ooh.
Ugh.
It's not just dirt or mud or anything.
Griff, smell that. Smell my finger.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm not going to make your own, but it smells like rot. Like just smells rotten.
Where did you stick that?
Right here. Like this area is kind of squishy. It smells bad.
You should be careful what you stick your fingers in. That smells terrible.
If I had a goblin coin.
That's okay. Hilarious. What in the world causes that kind of smell?
I don't know if Kavagal would know.
Roll another insight if you like.
That's only a 9.
A 9? It's just a rotten smell. That's really all you can tell.
I don't know what would cause that.
I mean, you've smelled rotten flesh. You've smelled rotten food. Rotten egg, you know, stuff like that. It's just a general soury, rotten smell.
Barlow might know, but Barlow's doing stuff.
Or do we want to, like, grab a shovel from around here and scoop it up and take it to him?
Take the dagger that I have and just kind of stab into the area. And
again, it's not super deep. Like, you can stab in and hit, like, you know, dry dirt eventually. This is just like on the surface. And we'll even like when you touched it, it mixed a little bit with the dirt and stuff and made it kind of muddy, but the, you know, it just had a wet feel to it.
Okay. I guess I'm just gonna then look around in the area and see if I'm noticing anybody like watching us, or see if I'm noticing any just anything that's off about the area around us.
Roll a perception this time. So you're leaving the dagger there?
No, I just stabbed it in to like see if I could like find anything else.
Okay.
That's perception, you said?
Mm-hmm.
It's 22.
22? Yeah, actually, you kind of look up and you look around and you see walking into the orchard, but not from the town direction, from the opposite direction, are Joey and somebody else. At first, you don't recognize him, but it's the old man who asked you to move in front of the church, Howie.
Oh, okay.
He runs the like dairy farm and stuff. Okay. And he's walking with Joey.
Okay.
You can just see him. They're kind of coming into the orchard from the opposite side.
Okay. Hey, there's Joey. Should we tell him that his dad's looking for him?
I mean, yeah, we can let him know. I mean, he's coming from out of town, though. So, I mean, I guess better to let Joey know his dad's looking for him than us let Joey's dad know where he was, because I don't know if he was supposed to be where he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go talk to him.
So, yeah, we'll walk up to Joey and the old man. Howie, you said his name was?
Howie, yeah. So he's kind of like, you know, hunched over and, you know, walking real slow, and Joey's right next to him, and he kind of sees both of you. He's like, oh, hello. It's good to see you again.
Joey, you know your dad's looking for you, right?
And Joey says, is it? Okay.
He seemed worried.
He just seemed worried about you. And I mean, with everything that's going on, at least everything we've been told, it's best to play it safe out here, kid.
Oh, okay. I should get heading home then. And Howie kind of puts his hand on his shoulder. Yeah, you don't want to keep your dad worried now. I told you not to be leaving town like that. And he kind of like, oh, if you go. And takes off.
So, Howie, where did you find Joey at?
Oh, he was on the outside of town. I saw him from my farm, and I know he likes to leave town. And I hollered at him, and the two of us have been chatting all morning. He's been helping me deliver milk, and then we kind of walked around a little bit. He likes to get out of the town. And I'm not a warrior, but I figure at least if something attacks us, it'll take me first, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, you gentlemen have a good day. He starts to walk away.
Dale wants to do more, but Cavigal probably wouldn't think anything else of it. I don't know. Dale's getting suspicious, but I don't know if Cavigal would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you're suspicious, but doesn't have any idea where to start.
I don't think Cavigal is dumb or anything like that. I mean, he's been in the wilds.
Yeah, because Griff's suspicious, but has no idea how to approach that one.
I'm just going to roll for it. Okay. Before you go.
Yes.
How long is Joey? Yeah, Joey. How long has Joey been with you? You said all morning?
Yeah, I just saw him this morning. I was getting the milk ready to give to the town, and I saw him.
Was he doing anything odd?
Yeah, he was walking around. He seemed kind of out of it. I don't know if you noticed.
I guess I did notice. He did seem a little weird. Yeah, he almost looked a little shaky, too.
Yeah, maybe like he saw something scary or something. I don't know. I don't know kids that well, but I just thought he could use some company and stuff. And so he helped me deliver milk this morning. And
okay.
And then we just took a little walk, that's all.
And how far away is Joey at this point?
I'd say pretty far. I mean, you can still see his back, but he's like leaving the orchard to go home.
Would I be able to yell to him real quick? Not like yelling at him, but like shout for him. Okay. Joey, real quick, before you go.
He just keeps walking. Not sure if he doesn't hear you or if he's ignoring you. Oh, that's all right. Let him go home and get some rest. I don't know how late he was up last night or what he got himself into, but.
All right. Well.
It's Howie.
Howie. Dale's horrible with names. Howie, I would like you to enjoy the rest of your day.
Absolutely. I had some extra milk this morning, too, if you guys feel like stopping by. It's welcome to anybody who wants it. And he keeps walking away.
No, thank you, but I'm sure, more for the others.
Okay. He doesn't say anything. He just walks off.
As I walk away, milk drinkers.
I mean, it's good stuff, but I'm good right now. You were eyeballing Howie a little bit weird there, thinking.
I don't know so much about Howie, but I'm just trying to see if Howie saw anything from Joey.
I still don't know if I trust Howie. I don't know what all he can do in his age, but
he seems to be pretty close with Joey, but I mean, it's a small town, so suppose anybody could be close with Joey.
Yeah, I mean, but I wonder if Joey's, like, as goofy as it sounds, I wonder, like, everyone might trust Joey, but does Joey trust them? Like, is there anyone that maybe we need to have a conversation with that might be able to give us more insight on Joey?
We could talk to Joey.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go run after him.
If he trusts us enough to talk to us.
But I don't want to, like, run up on him and scare him. I just want to, you know, I got big legs. I can catch up to him, right?
I mean, we can, yeah, sure, let's catch up to him.
Unless you don't want to.
That's fine. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
He's going to, like, hustle and...
Yeah.
Okay, so... Well, so you don't pass Howie. Howie takes off a little bit because his farm is pretty big and it's not like in town. It's kind of like on the outskirts of it. So he took off in a different direction, but eventually you come up to Joey. There are other people around. I will make you aware of that. But he just keeps walking. He almost doesn't even like acknowledge you. And he's not, I mean, he's a pretty rambunctious kid when you first ran into him and stuff. And now he's just kind of like zoned out walking home. You catch up to him, but he keeps walking. He does not stop.
Hey Joey, have you happened to have like any more of those apples? Those good apples.
No, I don't have any more of those.
Oh man,
Dad told me I'm not allowed to go get them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joey. I've been kind of having a hankering for them. So if you tell me where that grove's at, I could go get you some.
No, that's okay.
You sure? Tell you what, I'll go looking, and if I find it, I'll bring you back this many. And hold up five fingers.
Okay. He doesn't look like, let's say you're walking beside him, he doesn't look at you when you do that, which seems kind of off. Okay.
Kind of give a glance to Griff.
Joey, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, what's wrong?
I need to go home. My dad's worried about me.
Yeah, he is, but something else is bothering you. Did something happen while you were out?
No, nothing happened. I need to go home. My dad's worried about me.
Okay, well, we're going to follow you there. Make sure you get home safely.
Okay.
So then, I guess we follow him home?
You guys get home. He just kind of slowly walks to his front door. Opens it up and goes inside. Mac is still in his garage working.
Okay. We'll go find Mac and talk to him.
All right. He does that. It's like, is that my boy that just went inside?
It is, sir.
Thank God. Did you guys find him again for me?
Yeah, he was down at the orchard, like you said.
That's where he said he was going, but I don't know.
He was talking to
Howie.
Howie.
Howie, the milkman?
Yeah, Howie said he helped him deliver milk this morning, so.
But Howie also said that he found him at a little bit of a distance away from the orchard, like he wasn't. Where we found him, he was near where he was supposed to be, but I don't think he was there all morning, and he seems like something's bothering him, but he wouldn't tell us.
I'll talk to him. He gets in weird moods sometimes. It's always when he's out, and I don't know.
Can you give us any more insight to?
I don't know. I know sometimes he'll help Howie with his milk deliveries and stuff.
Does he ever come back home smelling just awful?
Like, I mean, no more than any little boy smells.
I mean, like he'd been playing with rotted meat or something.
Oh no, I don't think so. He has a real sensitive stomach, so he doesn't. I don't even think he eats. He can handle eating meat. We don't really give him meat a lot.
I noticed that there's not a lot of meat in town here.
Yeah, we don't eat a lot of meat, but his stomach's even more sensitive.
Why is that?
I don't know. He just can't eat meat. Certain things he can't drink. He can't drink the cider that we make. He doesn't drink milk. He really only drinks water.
He can't drink the cider, but he can eat the apples?
Yeah, I think it has something to do with like the way they ferment it or whatever. I don't know how cider's made. I know how wheels are made. Not cider.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Maybe that's why he likes the other apples better. They're easier on his stomach.
Maybe.
Now I feel like a jerk, but...
Well, I told him that if I could find that grove, I'd get him some apples.
Yeah, did he tell you where they're at?
He wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, he won't tell anybody. But apples are apples as far as I'm concerned. He's home safe. Once again, I have you to thank for that, so thank you.
Sure thing. Well, if you need anything, whether it be help with the card or help with Joey, let us know. We'll be around.
Well, I think I'm going to take a break and go have a chat with him. Okay. Tell me he needs to stay inside for the next few days. Yeah, thanks again. And he kind of stops and goes inside.
Okay, as soon as he's out of earshot, what in the hell is going on here?
We're getting more involved than we should. We're going to, this rabbit hole is going to get deeper and deeper.
Is that what that expression on your face and shoulders is all about? We're getting more involved than you'd like?
I guess, yeah. If say the stress and the weight of the potentials of this rabbit hole getting deeper and more dangerous is definitely strong. And who knows what else you'll stick your fingers into that smells horrendous.
What the hell are you guys talking about? And Egdon comes around the corner.
I don't know.
Who are you sticking your fingers in?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would actually not.
Okay. No, no, we found a weird path. We went to the orchard, right?
Okay.
Where we found, or where the thing was found. And I'm guessing there's still people like walking about, right?
Well, you guys are inside of his little workshop garage area, so I don't think anyone would hear you.
Okay.
But now I'll roll for it, though. No one either.
Okay. But yeah, we were exploring out there just to see if we could find any clues. I went to look for those tracks of the person that you guys saw. Didn't have much luck there, but we did find a spot out there in the orchard by nearby where the body was found. That just smelled. It was a little squishy. It smelled, but it
smelled.
Was, yeah, it's
like rotten.
Yeah.
There's a guy who died's clothes had a smell on him like that too. Like rot. Like I don't know, but his flesh wasn't rotten. It was something else. It was some kind of soury, rotten smell. I don't know.
Don't apples smell bad when they start to ferment?
They can. I don't really know a lot about apples. And he starts getting into the cart and he's getting into the food container. But I do know, and he shuts the food and has some jerky in his mouth. And he holds up a piece of paper. You know, find out if this dwarf's killing kids?
We can do that. You vote for that, Griff?
I am up for that.